This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
1, 2, 1, 2. Check it out.
Yeah, get live. Nobody fly it and fly ride. Couple guys from the city, and you know Mac Wiles, we own. Life in the party, my boy home. That's Miles Jones.
Welcome back. Happy Monday. If you are listening to us, if you hear our voices, that means you have made the best decision that one could ever make. You're starting your week off with the guys next door. Mouse Jones.
And Fly Ra.
And we looking for our brother, but, you know, he
get here when he get here.
You know, he being Batman right now, but Mac Wilds is en route. But, you know, we are here. And,
Yeah, see us.
It's another week, and we appreciate y'all.
I don't know what camera to look into, but
I don't know. I've been.
I think I'm over here.
I've been trying to act like the camera's here.
Yeah. That's
Orlando. Both of us looking at the red one. Hey, we're both looking at the red
I'm
one.
I'm looking at all of them. Stones, talking about what up?
But I'm trying to look at the arm.
But yeah. If you're here, it might be Monday, it might be Tuesday. Hopefully not Wednesday. But at least you got an episode. Fuck it.
Listen, we here, so y'all here. That's all we appreciate, and we appreciate y'all. Spending another year coming next door with us.
Absolutely.
Y'all love coming next door. We love y'all coming next door. Keeps the lights on.
Yeah, please. So, they flickered. People. They flickered a couple times. I ain't gonna hold y'all. The lights, y'all pay the bill. Some were late.
Yeah, y'all pay the bills like it's a
y'all pay the bill. I can't even lie to y'all. Y'all pay the bills like we give y'all episodes. So, like,
it's like, should I?
You know you gonna pay it. It's just... When you pay it.
Tell them niggas, can I put something on it?
Put the whole down payment, man.
Make sure y'all following us on all social media platforms, Guys Next Door Podcast, Guys Next Door Show. Make sure you follow us on YouTube, Guys Next Door Pod. Anywhere else? Oh, if you're listening to it on Apple, make sure you are following Guys Next Door. And make sure you leave a comment and a 5-star rating. Why? Because we're our children. And we need validation.
Absolutely.
Patreon, Guys Next Door Pod. Am I forgetting anything?
No, I think that's about
everything.
It. You can send us some emails.
Oh,
have some emails.
They cursing us out?
Some homie had an issue. Really?
Was it open?
It's over now. Yeah, that was crazy.
That was crazy.
I don't want to sit here and act like I have it read on my phone because I don't. I'll find it during the episode and I'll read it. But he asked us a question and he needed the answer at that time and it wasn't. I could have, honestly, homie, I know you probably listen. I could have responded to that. But what I would have said, you know what you did. You know what you was doing. I'm going to tell you. He was doing some foul shit. He wasn't doing no foul shit, but he wanted to do some shit that is foul. And if I would have gave him any type of advice, I'd be foul. So I was going to wait for y'all to give him advice. So y'all could be foul. Or we could be foul together. I wasn't going to do it on my own, buddy. The homie would have smacked the shit out of you. He didn't look like that kind of guy, but never judge a book by its cover. But I'm going to get to that story later. Or maybe I'll just tell it on Patreon.
Either way, I don't care where it lands. I don't want to know.
Nah, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you on this episode. I ain't going to do that and make y'all pay for that. I'll make y'all pay for other shit, but not that. Yeah, good.
What's going on? How you feeling? How's the head? How's the heart? How's the body? What's going on?
Health?
Been a while since we did this in person.
Yeah, health is... I'll start with health.
Let's talk about health.
Health is cool.
Yeah, cool. It's cool.
Because, I mean, of course I could be better.
The end of the year.
See, yeah, it's good. It's good. My surgery anniversary is coming up in 6 days. Six days? 18 for 19. One of those.
Yo, do kidneys come back? Do kidneys grow back?
No.
Oh, I was about to say, I wish your kidney would grow back, so we ain't got to keep hearing about this.
Every but when I'm gone,
the anniversary.
Then what?
What? Why do you have to die?
I'm just saying.
That's crazy.
I'm just saying.
You didn't die from the surgery, so why would you just die?
When I am, you're going to wish I had that other kidney, so I could have been here a little longer.
I didn't tell you to give it up.
Oh, that's how you feel? Talk about my mother. Talk about my mother.
Yo, that's what we put.
Talk about my mother. Smack them braids loose.
That's what we turned it into. Now, I'm talking about people.
You're going to look like you're really from the West Coast. And
all right, man.
Crusty braids. Doing weights in the front yard. I got you. I'm going to smack you during trap karaoke. like fucking Charles. What was his name? Charles.
Charleston White.
Talking mad shit. You know I'm about to be talking shit. I'm going to come
nigga,
and just.
That nigga slapped that. That nigga did slap shit. That nigga with that mic.
Yo. He was wildin', but I health.
Yes,
health is cool. It's always gonna get better, you know, with time, whatever. I'm cool on that note.
This is always the roughest time for me because I lose all. I'm like, nigga, it's the end of the year.
Yeah, I haven't worked out like I should. I had some goals, but my goals are an April and a June goal. I got two weddings, so I'm cool. I got time. I'm not in bad shape at all. I'm fine.
Do you have an April wedding?
Yes.
Okay.
You have an April wedding?
Oh.
See you there. See you there. See you there. See you there. It's gonna be you there. See you there. See you there. See you there. We gonna beat you there. We gonna Jamaica. Jamaica. Jamaica.
Ding 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 ding.
I'm telling you now how Ryan got his groove back. April.
Whoa.
And that's right after my birthday. Oh, your birthday too.
I was about to say, we turned our birthday.
We turned 35. Oh, nigga hit us with the Kevin Hart. Damn. All right.
It's fine. It doesn't matter how old this
is. Okay.
It don't matter how old this nigga body get. His head gonna stay looking like that.
Shout out to Orlando talking shit.
Yeah, appreciate Orlando. And what's the name
Good
of the
studio? Good Mom's Podcast Studio. Am I
we
right?
Call it? Good Mom Podcast Studio? What do we call it?
No.
He's texting it to us.
No. Okay. Sorry. Nope. Oh, good media. Ooh, I like that. I like that better than
that.
No,
wild.
No offense. No offense to Good Monster, but good. I like that. So shout out to Good Studios for holding it down for us. I love this place. It's down the street from my house. I think I will
and where I stay when I come here.
Absolutely down the street from his places. I know this will go beautiful, so I will stamp this as our new home while we're in LA.
Yeah, I like this.
When we're in LA, I like this. It's very comfortable. It's set up. It feels like women take care of this.
Yeah, right? Yeah. It really feels like
black women. Like I feel it. I feel it. There was some cheeks in on these couches. It's one and a half, man.
So one is full.
One's full.
Yours is full. Black woman, full black. The ones half.
But not the half of the not from the Caucasus Mountain.
No.
Mm. Very very Hispanic.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, she's black.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's the
felt big booty cheeks on this couch. Yeah. Like I said, it's black on. You smell that?
First of all, I didn't
look. It's mango shea butter. Left right there.
That's why I said, oh, they black.
That's what I'm trying to say.
They black.
They doing good. They holding up the community in here.
And the lights is making us look real.
My skin is doing well, but it's making my skin look better. Mm-hmm.
Light is
definitely. I got a couple blemishes, but that's me. That I got nothing to do with the lights. Mm-hmm. That's just the light me and my definitely, stress.
You know,
in my health and my stress, some things. This has been a rough couple months.
Talk about it. This is what we're here for.
It's just been a rough couple months. Like, you know, it's everything that's going on in life. There's some stuff off camera that I gotta tell you, but it's like I've been going through it.
Well, save the off camera stuff for the off camera.
Yeah, but I've been
but we gotta give him something off camera.
And you know what's crazy? As y'all listen to this and y'all be like, damn, he going through it too. Yes, we are all. I feel like everybody is going through something right now. Not even something. They're going through some shit.
If you would have said this, you would have said this at 7:30 a.m. PST. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Not me.
Yeah, but guess what? Hold on. But as of 7:17 PST, guess who has real life problems? Your boy over here. So like I'm saying, everybody is really going through some shit. Whether it be financial, whether it be relationship, it's something heavy on a lot of people's hearts. And so for me, it's been tough. And at this point, I'm ready for this year to just be over.
Damn.
I am. I'm ready for it to be over. I'm ready to be over. Not saying that January 1st is going to be the, you know what I'm saying? But I just want to have a clean slate and a path. And I really can't do that because it's really like holiday time right now for a lot of people.
Yeah.
So I really want to get back into my groove, top of the year. But I'm going to start now with the things that I need to get into. But
let me ask you this.
Don't
forget where you was about to go, because I want you to go there. Because
I don't
necessary.
Know where I was going, but yeah, continue. Okay.
But I want to ask, because this has never been my life. Okay. I'm about to ask you. It's never been my life.
Ooh,
what does?
Oh, no.
Yep, you're so dumb.
I'm ready. This is the honesty with Fly Rock. Yeah. You are now too.
I'm mad you gave yourself your own segment and drop
to the honest hour.
Like I said, this what I'm about to ask you is insight that I've never had.
Okay.
What is life like around the holidays?
Hold on. Before you say what you gotta say, don't disrespect me.
Yo.
No, I can hear it now. What is life on the holidays? Lonely. No, I can hear you.
Just don't
disrespect
that's
me.
That's not
on,
I was gonna go. That's on, not the way I was going.
On the honest hour.
That's not nope. what I was going on the okay, honest hour. Right, not the first episode okay, of the honest hour.
You got the dinner lights. Next time I do the honest hour.
This is the honest hour. Dim the lights.
Welcome to. I'm gonna let y'all know.
If that nigga dim the light off that phone, I swear to God, it's gonna be fire. I might. Like, if that nigga dim the light, I'm looking at him on the phone. Y'all gotta forgive me. We ain't been in a nice place like this before. We can see the nigga.
You know how you don't know how to act.
Are you damn, you doing it for real off the phone?
That's what I'm saying. He thought I was playing the honest. Ooh.
Oh!
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're tuning in from the East Coast, it is around 10:20 p.m.
10:20 p.m. on the East.
We are on the Western PST. We on the West Side. So it's 7:20 p.m. over here. This is the Honest Hour, brought to you by Backwoods and Viola. Good candles.
I don't like how you only shouted out your sponsors.
And cocoa
also
butter.
Brought to you by.
No. It's the Honest Hour.
You're right. It's the Honest Hour. It's the Honest Hour.
So our first guest on today's Honest Hour. We got a special guest. He's very close to the family. Y'all might know him. Y'all seen him all across the world on the globe. He got a passport now, y'all. Yes, he does.
First
he
of all,
in different
I've had a
countries.
Passport for fucking 4 years.
4 years.
Like
4 years. 4 years ago, he couldn't go to many places with COVID. Remember that, y'all. But my man is here. He traveled far and he did. He traveled very far. I don't know how he got here, but he's here. Some say plane, train, but I think he got a lot of points on that Delta plan.
Dang.
Well, welcome to the show, Miles Jones. Ladies and gentlemen, yes, welcome to the show. Quiet hour.
Long time listener, first time caller.
Thank you.
I just want to ask let me say I appreciate you, being so open and transparent.
Absolutely, brother.
And introducing the Honest Hour.
Say, brother.
You know, as a long-time listener, first-time caller, it's always been a dream of mine to, have a transparent conversation with a black man such as you.
Kato Mate.
All right. Turn these fucking lights back on. It's mad sexy now. But no, what I really want to ask you is the opposite of what you thought I was going to say.
Okay.
So, as a single man with no outside obligations, mm-hmm. what stresses does the Christmas season bring? Like, for me, I'm thinking Christmas by October.
Okay.
October, I'm thinking.
As you're a parent.
Exactly. So, I'm thinking, all right, what these kids want? These kids are old now, so I got really, all right, like, okay, you want this? She want this bag. This one want this sneaker. This one want this pair of jeans. All right, bet. But you don't have that.
Mm-mm.
And honestly, we don't really have to get things for our parents. Mm-mm. We decide to.
It depends on the way you were raised.
Yeah, right. The culture. Yeah. I'll give you that.
I'll say in my household, yeah, Christmas was like big when I was a kid. But as I got older, like me and my mom would take trips on Christmas. Every Christmas we go out the country. Like that would just be our thing. So that would be our gift to each other. Like spending time with each other. It was less about mom. Be like, oh, what you want, some money? Cool. But we do that year round. Like, yo, you need this, mom, you need this, and it's boom. So
I've noticed that that's why Christmas, these last two Christmases have been specifically taxing on the mind, because like these kids don't. Yo, what you want for Christmas? I don't know. But when it was toys, they knew it.
They knew.
But now it's they want clothes and stuff. But they get that during.
You get that regardless. So it's like, what do you really need? So my thing is experiences. I find that to be a blessing more than any gift.
But I don't want to lose that question though.
Yeah, yeah, no, what, no. I was going back to that.
So what goes through your mind? You like you said, you ain't got no kid. You're a single man. You don't have a lady that you have to get something for. I don't want to say lonely, isolating. Is it isolating?
For me, I have choices. I can either spend it by myself, or I can go to wherever my mom and or whatever family. I could do that. This year, I choose probably to be alone, just because it's like, I know the energy I can bring into a room.
Mm-hmm.
I can take the energy mm-hmm. in a positive way or a negative. I have been in not like full blown relationships recently, but I've dated, and sometimes what I'm going through echoes into the room very loud.
Right.
And at this point, I don't want to share that and be a negative person around certain type of situations, I guess. So since I'm not in the best mood, spiritually,
what a life we live.
I can't even.
What a life.
I was just trying to. Let me finish reading it now. So not. Sorry, yeah.
Now this is probably why we not allowed to.
This is why I be lonely on fucking holidays. but honestly, it's just my holidays all depend on my headspace.
Right.
If I want to be around people, like I always want to be around my mom and stuff like that. But right now I'm just like, all right, let me just take these couple of days. And especially living in LA, I love being in LA during holidays. I love being in LA during holidays because most of the people that live in LA aren't really from here.
Mm.
So they all go home during the holidays. So there's less traffic, less headaches, less all that shit. So that's my time to just isolate myself, go get a massage, go do stuff for me. And sometimes I just buy stuff for my own. Like, I don't have kids and I don't have all that. Doesn't mean I don't have other gifts to buy, but I kind of take my holidays as like, yo, I'm not going to do extra shit for other people to make them happy on my time. So as a single person in a world like where you're, you know, right now you're talking about your holiday, let's take the kid aspect out of it because you know that's already a given. I feel like taking the time for yourself on those special times sometimes is a good thing for a person that doesn't necessarily have that relationship or that significant other. Like, so for me, it's different every year. And especially because I hate to bring it up, but my surgery is right always before Christmas. Like, so it's always something and something. So for me to get my mind off of the last part of the year, I just kind of like take a break.
Do you see yourself wanting to have those traditions when you do have a family?
I told niggas, my kid's going to be hype about mad little shit because I'm wrapping up soap. And I'm wrapping up fruits and vegetables, and my kid's gonna be wild excited. Oh my God, I got an apple. They're gonna appreciate the little shit in life. So that's how I'm
be like, do not come over here with that shit. Uncle Miles, you got an apple. Get that shit the fuck out of here, bro. And
you're gonna love it.
Because they're gonna piss me off.
No, because you're gonna be like, God damn, bro. Like, they are happy for the small. I took them to here, and they don't know what to do.
No, that's
yes,
fine. That's fine that they happy with it. But if that. What
they're
that
not
means,
reciprocating it. They're not
that's
giving
what I'm
that.
Saying. That's
no,
what
no.
they mean.
No,
that's what
they're not giving.
Mean.
They're not giving.
Because you get an apple and they're happy about that.
They're not getting an apple. They're not
I got your gift. Now my head's gonna be all hype. I'm like, oh, what little rod get me? An apple. That shit.
You see how
they here,
know
bro.
I'm gonna have a son? That's the craziest thing.
Now Ryan, you in 2023?
Yeah, you
kind of girl invoice.
I've known girls, Ryan.
Ryan Destiny's fire.
It's spelled a little different, but I hear you. Is her spelled the same?
It's still the same name.
No, it is.
It doesn't matter. It's spelled the same name.
So you think every name that's pronounced the same but spelled differently is automatic?
It doesn't matter. Ryan is Ryan.
So there's not ways to spell.
No one says.
No. There's not ways to spell yes. different names, feminine or.
I don't know.
You don't?
No, I don't know if there's a feminine way to spell. I think we just spell them
my boy's name is Lindsay, right?
Yeah, there's no. All right, that's a girl's name.
It's a girl's name?
Yeah, that's the girl.
So it can't be a guy's name?
No, no matter how you spell it. L-I-N-D-S-A-A-Y. No, that's still
a girl. No, that's not how you spells it.
How you spells it?
No, keep going to your spelling. I don't know.
You want to be niggerly? Because I could get
whatever.
All right, so there's, you said it's not D-S-A-Y. Is it D-S-E-Y?
Nope.
All right, you ready? Now it's about to get nigger. Y'all ready? L-Y-N-Z-A-Y.
No. Lindsay. Somebody didn't really might be Lindsay, but when they pronounce it, it's Lindsay. Nah.
I don't know. There's three ways I would think.
It's just L-I-N-S-E-Y. When I really look.
That's still.
But to me, it doesn't look as.
You don't see names but when somebody introduced
you. No.
Hi,
No, you don't. But that's why I didn't say I saw. I'm talking about spelled out. Can it? And I'm not saying it's a yes or no. It was really a question.
What this really shows is we're dumb men. And all.
But, all right. So do I want to get to those traditions? Besides the fact that.
Yes. And have you already started thinking of certain traditions that you.
Okay. Any. We're talking about any holiday or Christmas.
That's Christmas. So let's take Christmas.
I think I want to do the vacation thing on Christmas. It's kind of expensive around that time, but whatever.
Well, I mean, not if you book early.
In my mind, I want to go away, and then I know the older my kids will get, they want to be back home for like New Year's and stuff like that. So that's how my mom would always do. She's like, "Yo, we can stay for New Year's, but I know you always have a party or something." So at least like 6-7 days where you could just. That's one. That's a beautiful thing. I've been watching a lot of like, I don't have TikTok, but I've been watching like YouTube, Instagram, which is like the same shit for me for when I scroll up and down. And there's a lot of games that I want to take on, like family games and stuff like that. I don't actually know the exact ones, but there's a lot of those. Babe. Like I saw one that was, had nothing to do with Christmas, but it had to do with a birthday and her son was turning like 18. So for 18 days before his birthday, it was like Deal or No Deal. So there was 18 bags, 18 paper bags. Everyone didn't have the gift in it. It just had like what it was. So his 18th birthday, he opens it up and it was like, I watch. And he was like, no deal. So the next day, opens it up. Yo, it says car detailed, no deal. And it goes all the way down to his 18th. And he takes the one out in the first day and he puts it to the side. And then if it's the last bag, then he gets what's in that. It's like the show.
Okay.
So stuff like that I want to do, which makes it more fun. Less about like, what exactly I got, but it's more about like the interaction. So that, but nothing else really. I started I never did a Secret Santa, and we've done a Secret Santa for the past like 4 years with my stepmom's side. So that's pretty fun.
Yeah,
it's dope because you can. Obviously, there's a limit on the gift. I think our gift limit is like $50, but then on Amazon you could just. There's in the app for the gifts, you could just type in exactly what you want. That's $50. So you go all on Amazon, like, oh, I like that. So when the person gets you, they just go to your name and they can see all the stuff on your list.
Oh, that's cool.
It's fine.
That's, I like that.
Nobody's going to get nothing they don't want. You'll get something you don't want if you don't make a list.
Yeah, no, I'm going to
make maybe you want more like it. I've gotten gifts. I've gotten pretty good gifts. I got, was it a Sega Genesis or Nintendo? I think I got a regular Nintendo for one, like the old joke.
Oh, yeah, I've been doing this.
For like 4 years now.
Oh, you saying you got a vintage one?
Yeah, the old one. They got me an old one, and then I got like a Jordan book, like the big, huge. He has an OD crazy sneaker book.
The gold one?
I don't know. It's there, but yeah.
I think it is the gold. It's in your room.
Yeah, it's the
gold one. I got it.
So, what about you? Do you do any? Do you have any traditions?
Yeah. So, I've been making sure I'm very intentional about the traditions with my kids, just so when you know as. Life is good, but as life gets better, we don't lose focus of it. So, you know, the tree goes up on the day after, on Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. We decorate the tree, do the s'mores, you know.
You're a Kwanzaa guy?
For myself. I don't drag them through that.
For yourself?
Yeah. Like,
so when they go to sleep, you bring out your candle?
No, like when they go to sleep. Like, no. Like I said, now I'm walking into his bit. No, like... Like, I pay attention to the days of Kwanzaa, and I, you know, pay attention.
Is the first one, like, what is it? Emoja?
Emoja not the first day. It's like, Emoja is the first day. You're right. Unity. Mm-hmm.
They talk about all of these black holidays. You're bugging.
Listen, I fuck with it. But like I said, it's for me.
It's for you.
I don't want to take nothing from them.
Is Santa black in your household? I mean, they ain't. When? Okay, that's a better
they've
question.
They've always known
that. So holiday season, when did they find out?
Day one.
What is day one, my nigga? Come on now, stop.
When you were,
stop. They went to school and saw.
And was told that they,
okay.
He don't get no gift.
The reason why I asked this question is because it was similar to me. I mean, I believed in Santa until I think I was six and I went upstairs and I saw my mom wrapping gifts.
Really?
Broke my heart for 6 seconds. Because.
You know how I knew there was no Santa?
It didn't matter how the gifts got there at that point. So what I did, I don't know if you did this as a child. When did you know there was no Santa?
I knew something was off because we ain't had no chimney.
Okay.
And the gifts wasn't under the tree like that. The gifts was in a... So my mom put all my gifts in like this big cardboard box and she wrapped the cardboard box. And I'm like, Santa don't do that. And like the elves wrap. So by the next year, my mom took me to the store. This, you know, growing up with a single black mother. She took me to the store and I picked what I want. And then she put it on layaway. So I knew what I was getting in November.
Okay, so that's when you was like...
And then I went to school and I was like, there's no Santa. Y'all niggas are dumb. Because, and then I got in trouble.
How old was that?
That's first grade.
Okay, cool. Me.
But I had suspicions in kindergarten.
Me? I think it was preschool. My mom got a call. She said, listen. Well, they didn't tell her listen. That's not how they talk to her. Said, hey, Miss... Pleasure to call. Amazing. Happy holidays. Hope everything's great. She was like, is everything okay? She's like, is Ryan good? No, he's fine. He's good. But I just wanted to say, we're totally fine with whatever you teach your kid at home. And it's okay that he believes that he knows there is no Santa. But can you please tell him to stop telling all these kids in the class?
Nah, Ryan P. Newton.
That Santa doesn't exist. My mother said, no.
Yeah.
He know who the real Santa is.
Yeah.
It's me.
Yeah.
I buy those gifts.
Bang.
I do it. So those kids at your school, they should understand that. Who gets them those gifts? Ain't no white man coming down my chimney.
Rumar Johnson.
You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? So at that time, I kind of fucked it up for a whole bunch of kids. So I apologize. But
they They still got their
really
gifts.
Don't.
Fuck them kids.
This is another school. Shit was crazy. It was wild. To go to school, they have to go
now,
to
I ain't
school.
Gonna lie to you. Growing up on Long Island, when them white kids talk about, oh, we got to go to Matt, whatever that is, the Catholic school shit after school, I'd be like, y'all got
school after school?
To learn about you. I learn everything y'all learn on Sunday.
Y'all tell me everything.
Listen.
What's going on?
I learn everything you learn, I learned on Sunday for 4 hours. So it's all the same thing.
I wasn't even there. But I have a reason why I wasn't in church on Sundays. Was just
you had to run a restaurant.
We had to run a restaurant. So it was
had to feed the people coming from church.
Listen, they always hungry. After that sermon,
boy,
oof,
4 hours in there, dude, to you.
That ain't the choir. So yeah, that's how I kind of messed up Christmas, but that's how I knew that my mom couldn't wrap that bike. I'm like, Santa, I know Santa can wrap a bike, and you can't wrap a bike? It was over. I saw the tree, and I got the picture. I have the picture of me.
Right.
Of the Christmas, I found out there was no Santa.
Were you smiling?
Was I?
I
cheesing my ass off on that bike. A little. It wasn't a BMX. I told Nadia, I said, bike life early. This was, I'm going to show you the picture. But yeah, that's my thing.
I don't mind that. I think the most important thing is that, like I was telling you, like the most important thing with creating these traditions is making sure y'all stay grounded to each other. You know what I mean? And so it's like, no matter what, these kids are going to know that this holiday is about love. And that no matter what, dad will move heaven and earth to make sure he's there and you got what you want. And there you go. That boy didn't give a damn. That boy didn't give a damn about no Santa.
You're bugging. I ain't care. Bike life, you're.
I might go fluff that tree out a little more.
That's a big ass tree,
I'm just
bro.
You fluffed it out a little.
You see how big that
I'm
tree
just saying
is?
It could have
it's been. In the crib. Don't.
I'm just saying.
Don't get it started.
I'm just saying my tree don't look like that. My tree look full.
This is also
92.
Yeah. 92, 93, baby. So what you want?
Yeah, nothing.
Listen, a tree's a tree.
You're in a bachelor pad. Is it decorated?
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
No. It's a mistletoe. Yeah, there is. Mistletoesies. Nah, I don't.
I got two mistletoes at the crib. I got one over here and one over here.
So if you... Over both of your heads?
Yeah, over both heads.
I ain't never had to kiss under the mistletoe. I'm going to start bringing some out. Nah,
me neither.
Nah.
All right.
Ain't no mistletoes in Brooklyn.
No. They got eucalyptus, baby.
Ain't no mistletoe.
Okay. Name me some Christmas romantic traditions you feel like you missed out on. Like mistletoe, we ain't had none of that. It was a lie.
I never got the sexy Santa Mrs. Claus outfit. Okay. I ain't never get that.
I'm about to cry.
You got that?
No.
I ain't never get the Mrs. Claus drawn. Ho, ho, ho.
Like, hey.
I ain't getting none of that.
I feel like Christmas is not a good season for hoeing. I feel like.
Said who?
No, hear me out.
You should get discounts.
Hear me out. It's not a good season to be single. Maybe that's how I should
say. Okay.
Like, Christmas to celebrate.
Single, like, single nothing.
No, y'all got to be together.
Okay.
I feel like the only way to. And maybe that's been my problem for, like, the last, not this year, but the last 3 years. Like, the last 3 years, I was chasing, trying to make something. Like, oh, I want to, like, I don't want to just take any, when it gets to, like, close, when it gets to, like, 2-3 weeks out from Christmas, I want to go do all the Christmassy shit with somebody I love.
That's fire.
I don't want to, like, and now in the beginning, now, right after Black Friday, that's when my holiday dates start.
Okay.
We going to the snow. We going to the rink.
Said dick. That's crazy.
We going to the skating rink. We going
like the tree.
Rockefeller Center.
I never
Rockette.
I want to do all this stuff.
I go see the Rockette.
I have never done none of this shit. But what I'm saying is, I like all that stuff. But I also don't want to be in the cold either. Like, can we do some warm Christmas shit?
No, because
we light the tree in another state? Another country.
No, it has to be cold.
Okay.
I feel like Christmas should only be celebrated in New York. This is really what I feel. New York, let me say, northern East Coast.
Okay, so you should come
places
home.
Where it's snow.
Where it's snow. You need the snow effect.
It has to snow. Like, I be seeing y'all out here and niggas be on the beach for Christmas and shit. I'm like, what?
That's me.
Yeah, nah, that's dumb.
I'm building.
Only people that should be on the
I'm building different snowmen, sandmen.
Man, don't. It sounds disgusting. The only people that should be on the beach for Christmas is crazy white people at Coney Island doing the polar plunge.
Okay.
That's it.
In New York. Okay.
Like all them people that look like gorilla nims, like them, like the gorilla nim body people, they should always be.
Fuck your life.
Fuck you. Yeah, nims, when you hear that, got your back. But like, that's what I think. I don't think you should be celebrating Christmas in warm places. It should be canceled.
All right. Okay.
Because y'all ruin it.
Okay, so we're going to go back to...
Like, y'all had the little fake snow out the Grove. Like, y'all could go to hell. That shit was terrible.
Listen, the snow is all cool until you got to shovel it.
Oh, I live in a building.
See what I'm saying?
I live in a building.
Now. See, before...
I wasn't shoveling.
Too sure.
Shout out to... I was supporting Black entrepreneurship. Some little kids come down that street. I'm like, man, here's 20. They're like, it's 10. Here's 20. Them niggas be out there killing themselves.
Folding that 10 up twice.
Yo, it never made sense to me. Child labor never made sense to me until I seen how hard them kids work for $20.
Yeah, I didn't have to, I didn't have to shovel or rake. I only did it 1 year of my life. Really, I've done it sporadically since I lived in the building. Didn't have to do it. When I moved to Jersey,
That.
You think it's not even, I'd rather, the snow isn't even the bad part. Like, it's just like, all right, cool. You know when you can shovel snow, you know. It's them leaves. When them leaves fall, it's every day you got to rake.
It's like, I just raked.
I just raked this morning. You come home from school, it's a big pot. It's like, come on now.
Yeah, nah.
But,
My mother used to make me have to do it.
But back to my traditions, I agree. All that, the cute stuff, the ice skating, that shit is... That shit.
Like, I have a list of things I'm going to do
that's Christmas
in a relationship. And it's completely separate from the regular stuff.
I like to give gifts. Really good gifts at that. When I'm in a
relationship. What's the best gift you've ever given during Christmas?
I mean, trips don't count for me.
Don't count. So give me something that counts.
Let me see. Best gift... Oh no, I gotta think about that. I'm giving some good gifts. I ain't gonna hold you.
Like what? Give
I'm
me
trying,
some.
I'm just trying to think of something that's like, because I don't think money equates to a good gift. So,
I think a good gift is something that
thoughtful.
It's thoughtful, but it checks all the dots. It's what they want. Thoughtful.
I remember a gift that I knew I was good at gift giving when my girlfriend in high school asked for something that was damn near impossible to get in LA for me at the time. I knew if I wanted to get it, I had to go to some wild hood. She wanted bamboo earrings with her name on it.
At least two pair.
With her, and I'm like, it's 2003. Mm-hmm. 2004. Yeah, 2004.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to go back to Brooklyn, J Street, go in there, get the joints. And for me, I was doing mad shit to the point where I was so scared I spelled her name wrong. You know, you're like, you don't want to get nothing wrong. You don't get it. So I'm going in there, get the earring.
That name would have been that name. Whatever would have been on the earrings would have been that name.
And in my mind, I'm like, I don't get it either, but this is cool. And I got some other shit. But when I gave her those, just to see, like, yo, like, she asked me for those at a time. She was like, I know he's not going to be able to get it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I went to New York. I'm not going to say that's the best gift I ever got somebody, but
that's a top five.
That's one of the best, especially at my, I was like,
that's what
15,
I'm saying. That's
16,
what makes it a top five gift. Knowing the levels you was willing to go to make somebody happy
exactly.
At a young age.
So for me, it's less about how much it costs, but more about how that makes that person feel. And if I go out my way, like even when I took my ex on trips and stuff like that, it wasn't just because, oh, I want to, it's like, yo, she specifically named certain things that she wanted and wanted to go. And I knocked it out the park.
What's that little save button look like on your Instagram? Like what you got saved?
Nothing.
Damn.
I didn't learn about that button. Oh, what I have saved now?
Yeah.
I haven't learned about that save button until probably in the past couple months, a year. And my save button is really just mad workout shit. Some date ideas, mad workout shit, food.
Mine is all date ideas.
I kind of write date ideas in my phone sometimes. Or like restaurants I want to go to in different cities, I'll see them and I'll just be like, all right, let me figure this shit out. And that's the way that goes for me.
I ain't mad at that.
What's the best gift you've given?
Child. I gave that bitch motherhood. You know, if you feel me? The gift that keeps giving. Let me think. The best gift I've ever given. I've given some fire gifts. No, that was her birthday. You know what? I don't know. I think I am a good gift giver because I give people exactly what they ask for. I think holidays, specifically birthday and Christmas, are not those holidays that's like, oh, let me surprise you with this. No. What do you want? What is the thing you want so I can get that? I will give you something sentimental on top of that, but what is the gift you want? Like, what is that? I know my baby mother had wanted the, she had wanted a Louis bag. Like this was she really wanted like this Louis bag. This is all she wanted, and it's gonna be like her first designer bag. It was my first time. This is when I just started working at
first big purchase.
TRL.
Says that.
So it was like, all right, boom, here, and like the tears started. I said, damn, bitch. But you realized what gifts that is when, that's for me at least, what, when I start to realize, like, oh, things are bigger than just like this linear transactional thing that's represented. Like, you want something, I give it to you. Like, literally, I'm not sure, like, no one's ever cared enough about me to spend this amount of money on me or to give me this thing I wanted. I'm like, oh. And I was like, if I didn't know it took all that. Because then later, it didn't matter what I bought, it still wasn't happy. I'm like, damn, bitch, go back to, what happened to the bitch from before?
Yeah, you
appreciative bitch.
Yeah, nah, you've already spoiled it. But it's, but that's such a great feeling to have. And I think that's what I miss the most about having somebody, like, not saying I need somebody or want somebody, but that's what I miss. Being able to share that with one person. Be like, yo, look, I know she really wants this, and I know she's gonna care about this more than just, niggas just be buying gifts for people just to buy them. And once you do that over and over, it just numbs the feeling of, is the gift really meaningful, rather than I just got bread.
What is it like being a son, an adult son during Christmas?
Just make sure my mom's good. Anything she needs, take her peace away. Like, I mean, to bring her peace. Like, she's traveling right now, so that's perfect. She's good. She needs anything, send it, pull up, whatever you need, I'm good. As long as her, my aunt, are good, like, I'm pretty much at Christmas. And they, like, my mom and my aunt are very similar. Like, they're just like, yo, I'm good. Like, I'm by myself. I'm fine like this. You want to pull up? Cool. Other than that, my aunt really just be dope. I'm like, yo, I'm about to pull up. I don't. I'm good. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I get that you're going through your shit, like I said, and everybody's going through this and that, and it is what it is. So if that makes you happy being alone, like I said, I mean, I guess that's where I get it for some holidays. It's like, they always alone and they chilling. So why not?
All your roommates will be going?
Yeah, probably one. It's like, there's three of us, so one of them's gone, and then I can always go back to New York over there and just be alone in my crib there. I have options. I could be with people. I don't have to be with people. It's like, but I'm cool with that. But right now, I just think I need to just get some work done.
What was the best Christmas?
The best Christmas? Mm-hmm.
What's your best Christmas?
I know the worst one.
Give me the worst one.
Nah, the worst one I got, I did bad in school, and I got a pair. I got like 6 socks from Costco's and a book, Chicken Soul for the Teenage. And my mom told everybody and my family, friends,
don't get him nothing.
Don't get him nothing. And I've only seen that in movies. And in movies, it don't work. Somebody always sneak
somebody
him
always
something.
Sneak him something good.
I ain't get shit. When I say, no, I didn't read that book. Fuck that book. Didn't read the book.
You ever read any of the chicken soups?
No, wasn't reading either. I wasn't reading nothing. And I know my mom got them socks and the book at the same spot, Costco's.
It had to stick on it still.
I just know where the socks came from. It was the one, boop, boop. She didn't even want to buy that. She wanted me to read the book. I'm not reading none of that. There was no tree. There was no nothing. Sickest part is other people had gifts in my house wrapped up that she wrapped right there. Right where the gifts at. We stopped getting a tree at a certain point, and I just knew what the gifts was. It was by this, like, mirrored bench, and all the gifts would be stacked up like that was the tree. Dope. Fire. And went over there.
Nothing.
Only thing that's not wrapped is socks and a book.
You woke up early on Christmas?
I don't even think I woke up early. I knew what time was. You know, when you wake up, when you see there's no gifts for you the day before, you know.
Was,
like,
I ain't gonna lie, that was me. That's been me a few times growing up. Like, I was like,
shit was weak.
My sister's getting excited. I'm like, yo, don't wake me up, bro.
I'm good. Let me just sleep.
Like,
this out. Oh.
And I'm not coming out this room, man. Fact.
I don't want to hear none of y'all smiling. Ah, jeez. No, it's
don't
quiet.
Don't tell me nothing. Oh, look what I got. I will break that shit.
Yeah, I'm good. That was definitely by far the worst Christmas.
Now, what's the best?
The best Christmas. That's a good question. I don't know. Years was good, man. It wasn't just one day that just made my year, bro. Like, my mom's a special, so my years was cool. So when it came down to, like, a specific gift, maybe when I got, like, an Xbox or some shit like
right,
that.
Right, right.
One of those. I was mad hype. The year I got that bike, I was mad hype. That was a Batman bike, so I was OD.
Oh, gee, you ain't tell me that.
Yeah, that was a Batman joint. I remember that. That was fire. I remember that. Yeah, that was fun. I think that was. Then I used to ask for jerseys, so I used to be hype. I used to get, like, jerseys with my name on it. I was one of the originals of that.
Right. With the Ryan towards the back?
Carmelo Anthony, number 15, Fletcher.
Fire.
Like.
From the NBA store?
That one was from, well, that was college, so I don't think that was NBA.
Wow.
But then I remember I asked for Clippers jersey. Asked for a jersey with my name on it. I don't think it was a clip. Maybe it was. Yeah, because I was at that time, I was fucking with Darius Miles and Corey Maggette. So, and it was always be like this. So I was like, I want a Clippers jersey.
No, that wasn't Corey Maggette. That was so us. It was Q Rich.
Corey Maggette was part of that too. It was all three of them.
The Knuckleheads?
They was all on the same team. But you're
I
right.
I thought Maggette was going by that. I thought Maggette was on Portland no, by that time.
Maybe right, maybe wrong. Whatever. I got the jersey. Darius Miles. Boom. And I remember I wanted a Clippers jersey. And they sent, it was a customized Clippers jersey, authentic. I still got it right to this day. They sent me the wrong one on mistake. So they sent me a home and an away. So I had an authentic Fletcher, red and white. But shits go down to my knee to this day. Like, so it's like I never, I might have wore it one time, but after that, like it's probably like 52, 54. So yeah, something dumb. But that was it was still a great gift for me. I was mad hype. Then probably like WrestleMania 2000, Nintendo 64.
Okay.
Tough game. GoldenEye, probably packaged.
Yeah, got busy. Gold with the golden Desert Eagle.
With the golden gun, of course. One shot kill was the deal. But yeah, that's what was your gift that you remember? Maybe as a kid, as an adult.
Let me think. Like I said, it's rough because growing up, we knew what we was getting because we went with our parents to put on layaway. So there never was no like surprise. Thought you wasn't. There was one year where I fucked up. I was fucking up bad. And I was told I wasn't getting Christmas. So there was no going to, put the stuff on layaway. I watched everybody else do it. Parents are very evil. I watched everybody else do it and all that. And it wasn't nothing. And then Christmas came. And I've always been a sore loser. So if I knew Christmas, I'm not going to celebrate nothing. So I remember everybody knew. I could hear everybody in the living room opening gifts. And then my dad came in and dumped all, like, they got me, like, 20 wrestling figures. And, like, just dumped it on me in bed.
Nigga, broke you down to build you up.
I build you up. And I was like, all right.
Come here. What you want?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was happy. So that was figurines. A good Christmas. I'm trying to think, what else? I've been a dad for a long time, bro. Christmas ain't been about me for a minute.
That's a fact.
And I really don't. I mean, I didn't want to turn it into this. I also don't. Like, I don't sit around waiting for gifts because I go get shit on my own.
That's a fact.
I don't give nobody.
And I think that's what me and you were both so used to. Just like, all right, I want it. I'm gonna get it. I don't expect nobody. Mm-hmm. Nobody has got it for me in the past. So now I really don't expect it. So if you was to get me something, you better tell me early because I might have just bought it already.
You know what? I think my favorite Christmas gift. This girl got me a bottle of Cristal.
And you still have it.
What would I do with it? But everybody knows I love Jay-Z, so
it's forever. You're never getting rid of it.
Yeah, I'm never getting rid of it. It'll be with me. So like I have like two bottles in my house. I have like two bottles of Moet because of Biggie. And then I have the bottle of Cristal because of Jay-Z. And yeah, I think that'll probably go down to like.
You don't get scissor? No.
Why you can't be a serious person at no point?
I thought he's staples.
Just mad Rockefeller staples. Nah, no scissor.
Drinks.
No scissor will be in my house.
No. Okay. You're going with the Coalition?
Nah, I'm not. The Collection is Biggie and Jay.
That was Coalition. That's Collection. Collection? Well, some of those Coalition.
Yo, this guy
I'm wrong?
Say it again.
Am I wrong? It's not Coalition?
Coalition.
Yeah. You said Collection.
I thought you said Collection.
No.
Oh, you said Coalition.
Yeah, and then you said Collection. I said.
Yeah, but the Coalition was still just Biggie and Jay-Z.
And DMX.
I don't think, I know.
That was going to be the group.
They were supposed to be Murder, Inc.
No, they were there.
When Big says, the Coalition. Nah, it was
just them two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cool.
But yeah,
So no sir. Scissor.
No, nigga.
Cam.
My worst
I didn't do it.
Christmas. I'm trying to think, what would be my worst Christmas? Probably one of the ones spent in the military. Whatever one that was. It was just isolated, bro. Like no one's around. Everybody on deployment. I think at that time we was on a boat. I think we was out to sea. So, yeah, I mean, that was...
Just another day.
Yeah, it was just another day.
Everybody's Christmas.
Yeah, that was another day. So, yeah, that would be it. You know what I mean? I think I got, like, a care package from my parents, like, a few days or, like, a week before Christmas or whatever. But other than that, yeah, that shit was, rough. Any other Christmas, just be about the kids, man. I really be in my role watching them open these gifts.
Nigga look like Medeon. Like,
go ahead.
Nigga think he a fucking auntie.
I was
Christmas.
Like, go ahead, try that on. Like last year.
Do it.
And yeah, I was like, roll. Go put it on. Let me see. I was like,
turn around. That's my baby.
Yep, that look good. I knew it. I knew it was going to fit.
You're looking good.
See, I was a little worried.
About the size, but your, mm-hmm. but your mother told me.
Oh. This shows you the type of family I come from and why I'm the way I am. So my grandmother, God rest her soul, my grandmother had got me, I'm in fifth grade. Now, in fifth grade, I hit a little growth spurt. Little one. Wasn't major.
5'5 to 5'6.
Okay.
Get it going.
First of all, if I was 5'5 in fifth grade, I'm the tallest kid in the class by far.
I don't think you grew after seventh.
You might be right.
That's what I'm trying to say. Anyway, he was tall. At one point, he was tall.
I had a little growth spurt. So, yeah, you know, I was a little husky. And at the time, it was Pokemon. I was going Pokemon crazy. Loved it. Now, my parents knew I didn't wear none of that. Like, don't. Even in fifth grade, I had style. Don't, it was clinch, it was down low, it was don't bring me no
bullshit.
Don't bring me no Pokemon shit. I'm not wearing that. My grandmother got me the blue Pokemon and the maroon Pokemon sweatsuit, but it was fly. Had the red, it was fly.
Threw that on.
So I threw it on that day.
It's probably clown room.
I go to my uncle's house, my Uncle Jerry. I go to my Uncle Jerry's house. And this, from a youngin', they knew we can always joke. So we going back and forth. They call me Mikachu. Oh my God, son. Oh my God. Oh my God. That shit. When that nigga said that shit, bro, and the whole house lit up, I said, I threw it out. I took it. Nigga, it was over. I didn't want to see that shit. Oh my God. My grandmother asked like a month later. She was like, you didn't like it? I said, I love the grandma. I wear it all the time.
Thank you.
Niggas
appreciate
roasted
you.
My shit, bro. Black niggas don't ever let niggas have nothing, no matter how old they are.
So, all right, we're going to wrap this episode up right now. But the last thing I'm going to tell y'all is there was this one other gift that I forgot to mention. You know the Lacoste era, everybody.
Yeah. Good time.
Good one.
Good time.
My mom, like, you know, your aunt, your godmother, actually, she said she's going to get you something. Mind you, my godmom's the one that always comes through with the clutch gift. You know that godmom you got with no kids? My godmom a judge. Like she's the
I've heard of these.
She's like the fairy godmom. Like, what you want? She's the one that got me to throw back the authentic joint. Mm-hmm. She's one of those. So I'm like, all right, it's going to be lit. My mom hands me a bag. It's like 7 Lacoste shirts. My first red flag, boom, it was all in plastic. Everyone was individually wrapped in plastic. So I'm like, Mom. She's like, what? I'm like, these not real. She's like, don't be disrespectful. I said, I'm telling you, these are not real and I'm not wearing them. But that's not true. Unwrap them. I unwrapped them. The buttons was wood. There was wooden buttons. No, matter of fact, the shirt, I knew it was fake because the shirt said medium. I said, Mom, Lacoste does not come
they do numbers.
In sizes. They go in numbers. And once I told her that, she finally admitted that they
she
was
went
fake.
To the red building?
No, she didn't get them. She was like, okay, I see. They are fake. Now, my cousin, on the other hand, he's the one that got... I didn't get clowned because I never wore them out the crib. He got some other joints. Shout out to Charlie. I love you. He got the joints, came to the parties on 113. I'll never forget it. He had wooden buttons on his Lacoste.
Aww.
And they fried turkeyed his ass for so long.
No sauce elite, though.
No. Ooh, they farming the deli his ass so crazy. Chop.
Yo, before we get out of here, what's the worst gift you ever got from a woman?
A hoodie with no pockets. I wasn't hard. I knew that answer before you asked me. I didn't even know what you was going to ask me, but I knew that answer. It was an Adidas hoodie with no pockets. It was a 52 fake out. It looked like a Bape sweater a little bit, because it went from like the green. Oh, yeah. It went from like the green, and then it got like darker green. Oh, darker green.
It did the ombre.
To the black, but it had like a little design. I'm like, oh. Then I'm like, no.
Oh,
what is going on? So I knew what it was. It was an Adidas clearance rack hoodie. Like, but the thing is, I'm cool with shit like that. Will that be the most exciting gift I ever got? Nah, if you're my girl, it's kind of weird. Like, why are you? And you know what I want, but you didn't get it. Cool. But the fact is, it had no pockets. It's not durable. I can't do nothing. It's not functional at all. Like, it probably was. I apologize. It probably was very durable, but maybe not. Clearance rack. But it had no pockets.
Clearance rack should last forever.
No pockets on a hoodie is blasphemy. What do you want me to do?
You're not lying. You haven't lied yet.
Am I six? Do I not have a phone, wallet, keys? Like, hoodie is supposed to have pockets, a pouch, something. Nothing.
Am I six? It's crazy.
Hoodie never saw the light of day.
It shouldn't. It should have seen a light of fire.
It saw a light of that black bag that I put it in. It was bad. You know what you did.
Oh, I was about to say, I know who gave it to you.
Nah, you don't, but she know.
Yeah, she bad.
Hope you're doing better now, but anyway, let's wrap this shit up.
Hey, my worst gift was luggage.
It was a bad luggage?
Herschel bag.
Did it break when you got there?
Nah, it just was like, yo, it's Christmas, and I got you this, and you got me this.
But this is what we got to stop doing. Before we end it, we got to stop comparing our gifts to others, because we know we're going to think we're going to be fire. No, we're fire.
Do not listen. To Ryan, I'm going to forever. If I get you some shit, and this is before, this is how I knew I was a fire gift giver, because I didn't even ask what you wanted. I was listening, seeing what you needed. Got you this. You got me luggage? Herschel? It wasn't a Louis. It wasn't a Gucci. Herschel? You got me packs on?
Herschel Walker.
Yeah, nah, Ford fuck Jet. That.
Well. That's us on this Christmas.
This Christmas.
How about y'all? Y'all can send us letters this week about y'all worst Christmas gift.
Y'all send us y'all worst Christmas gifts and y'all best Christmases. We want letters about y'all Christmas experience. That's what's going to be. We're going to release an episode Christmas. It's Christmas Day on Monday. When is Christmas Day? It doesn't matter. He's going to find out what Christmas Day is. We're going to release a special episode.
Monday.
Oh, even better. So
no
on,
special episode. Ha,
so on Monday, you're going to get a Christmas episode of us reading y'all Christmas letters.
If y'all send them.
If y'all send them, we're going to do that. That's what's going to be. If y'all want an episode on Christmas
Monday.
And
if y'all send them late, then I'll just put it on Patreon.
Ryan, we're going to get that money one way or another. So what you could do is guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. Put in the subject line, my Christmas. And is it a good Christmas story, a funny Christmas story, a bad Christmas story? Don't send us no traumatic shit. Please don't do that to us. Please.
Not on Christmas.
Because you're going to get mad if I laugh. So don't do that. Good Christmas stories, funny Christmas stories, bad Christmas stories. No trauma. Send that to us. We will read them aloud on the episode. And that will be it. So y'all have what y'all need to do. I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Fly Rock.
And y'all been listening to us. You got anything?
Nope. Bye.
Peace.
That's Mouse Jones. It's the guys.
Mom
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.